the only way to overcome Satan is humility. A true humble person, now please pay attention, this is apostolic teaching, huh? Not 21st century teachings. A true humble person is the one who says, I'm a sinner, not a saint. And in the name of Jesus made me a saint, I'm a saint. Oh yeah, really? You're a saint? Well done. What are you doing in Star City Casino? A true humble person is the one who has a private life with the Lord. A true humble person is the one, when he talks compared to the time he's quiet, the talking percentage is extremely minute compared to the silent percentage. A true humble person is the one who says to himself or herself, it's the one who says to themselves, true humility is when I see my heart the way God sees it. This is the beginning of the road to humility. When I begin to see my heart the way God sees it, I ask myself this question: if God looked at my heart this very moment, how would God see my heart? Full of filth. Spider webs everywhere. Hatred, pride, envy, jealousy. A lot of things. When I see my heart the way God sees it, this is the road to humility. It's not yet humility. Do you see how deep humility is? How profound humility is? How awesome humility is? How difficult to be humble truly is? The reason why the Lord Jesus, as the human, the perfect man, the reason why he did everything according to God's will, because the human Jesus was humble. Humility is the key to success and power. Because when we humble ourselves before God, then God is ruling over our life. Whatever we say we do, God is doing it in us, through us, with us, and by us. And when God does things through us, then we say to darkness, be light, and it will be. And we say to this dead person to be alive, and he will be, or she will be. Because when God speaks, things change. Things change. But they change to the better. Not to the worse, to the better. Satan, if he has so many things, one thing definitely he does not have: humility. Satan cannot be humble. And what burns Satan is humility. I can be the smartest person in the world, he will devour me before I blink my eyes. But I can be the illiterate of all illiterates of the world, yet humble, I will burn Satan with all of his wisdom, with all of his knowledge, with my humility and my illiteracy. I will burn Satan, because what overcomes Satan is humility. This is why he doesn't want you to be in the presence of the Lord, which is prayer. He doesn't want you to be attached to the earth, who is Christ, which is fasting. He doesn't want you to inherit the earth, Christ Jesus, fasting. He doesn't want you to enter the presence of God, prayer. Because when you get to the ground, when you sit on the floor, what does that mean? Humility. And when you enter in the presence of the Lord, the spirit bows before the Creator. I'll definitely leave you with this. I'm so sorry, but I'm tempted to say this. You know, we read in the Holy Gospel, there was this paralytic man who was carried in his bed. He was carried by four men, each holding one corner of that bed. They carried him to bring him to the Lord Jesus. He was in this house. They came to the house and they found out the house was packed with people. There was no room to enter the house. They didn't give up. They said, no, this man, we must bring him before the Lord. He needs to be healed by the Lord. The house is packed. There is no room for us to enter. We're not going to give up. So they looked around and then they looked up to the rooftop. They said, that's it. We found the solution. They went up to the roof. They made an opening in that roof and they lowered that man to where the Lord was sitting. The Lord was sitting on the ground. That paralytic man is humanity, all of us, Adam and his descendants. Every single human is that paralyzed man because sin paralyzed us all. And there is no one human that says, I never sinned, neither with thought nor with action. Every human born of an earthly father and mother is a sinner. Every human, except Jesus, is the only one who has only earthly mother, no earthly father. Stunning. Everyone is a sinner. Sin has paralyzed me. Unable to move, unable to do anything good. These four men who carried me to the Lord Jesus are the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are directing me, are leading me, are taking me to the Lord every time I read them. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John came and carried me and said, we've got a solution for you, paralyzed man. We're going to take you to the one who is the healer of all healers and the one who heals freely. We'll take you to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord, our Master. When they took me to the Lord, he was in the house. The house was packed with people. Who are those people who are in the presence of the Lord? Saints. Of course, there will be no room for me because I'm a sinner. Sinners can't mix with saints because sin is darkness, holiness is light. Is there any connection between light and darkness? Never. It's either light or darkness. Since I am a sinner, I have no room in the midst of the saints. I need to be cleansed from my sins. They didn't give up. They took me, they lifted my eyes to the rooftop. When you look at any house's roof, what do you see beyond the roof? Heaven. The reason why I was always falling into sin and being paralyzed, because my eyes were focused on the filthy and this cursed ground. The pleasures and the treasures of the world. I was focused on it. And the more I was focused, the more I remained paralyzed. The Gospels came and said, change your way of thinking. Lift your eyes to heaven for a change. Stop focusing on earth. The earth is cursed and is going to burn at the end. Lift up your eyes. Stop being earthly. Stop being physical. Stop being materialistic. For a change, become spiritual, heavenly person. I lifted up my eyes to heaven. They said to me, it is where God dwells in the heaven of all heavens, the exalted, elevated, high God. They took me to heaven and I searched heaven everywhere for God. And to my shocking surprise, the exalted, elevated, high God, I found him sitting on the ground, so humble. This, when I saw this high exalted God so humble, this broke me, this shamed me, this embarrassed me. I was unable to say anything but to go down and put my head at his feet and say, Jesus, Lord, Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on me, I the sinner.